I pronounce my name the way my father did and the way his father pronounced it, with a soft G. But apparently in Armenia, everyone else uses a hard G. So he was in Detroit, where all the real Armenians are. And he was like, I know. We got to stick together. We have lots of hair stories. 3 minutes is not enough. But no, we don't know each other, okay? That's racist, all right? And this is not coming out of my time to address your racism. But my dad's just in a random office for a meeting. He's like, hey, I'm David Mnuchin. I'm here to see so-and-so. And she's like, oh, Mnuchin, let me get a pen. How do you spell that? He's like, you spell it Mnuchin. She's like, no problem. Also, if any of you go to the National Gallery anytime soon, I don't think this is in the permanent exhibit, but they've got a Robert Mnuchin exhibit. Just see Uncle Bob's paintings. They're great. Worth millions.
Is he Armenian?
He is Armenian also, yes. She's provoking me, and this is not coming out of my time, all right? So I don't really have any stories per se, but like my colleague, I have vignettes. So there's my cousin who shaves her feet. It happens. Electrolysis is expensive, all right? And sometimes there just isn't enough electricity. But also I was working on the sheep angle because the horns of the goats kind of itch. So, you know, we'll work on the micro sheep. But I was thinking I would share some of the vignettes from college because that's when most of the funny stories happen to most of us. And some of these stories relate to me. Most of them relate to me. But first, there was the girl who was working in the theater wood shop where I worked. And she just would not pay attention to any of the safety guidelines about hair and got a strand of hair into the drill. And boom, almost knocked herself out. Hitting herself in the head with a drill. We had to, like, shave about a, you know, fist-size part off her head. Hard lessons. They are remembered well. They are remembered well. So then sophomore year, I got the crazy idea. I just wanted to shave my head. Why not? I mean, really. Let's see what's under there. And that went well. And then I bumped into a friend of mine who had the trimmer that usually wears out when it hits one of our Armenian cousins. And I just said, you know what, just don't bother with the middle. So we kind of got like a gradual mohawk going on as I went in weekly for my shave. And that was interesting and fun. Most people do it the other way around. They grow out their hair for a year and they're like, give me the mohawk. Like, let the mohawk just happen. Yeah, it'll come. And I tried dyeing various colors just for fun. It was sophomore year. I mean, come on, let's get crazy. There just isn't enough beer for this. And then here's the weird part. If this story has any point at all, the directing students at the theater where I worked, so my paying job was like carpentry and electrical, and so I'm loitering about like Harrison Ford or Adam Carolla. They're both carpenters. And eventually the directing students are like, him, he looks pretty cool with the mohawk. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm just trying to keep the hair off my ears. And so I say, sure, I'll do whatever. And it's a play nobody's ever heard about because they literally wrote it the year before. And, you know, kind of like novelists. Most people have never read most novels. And so this play was called The Potboiler, and it was ridiculous, but it was right up my alley. And it turns out I'm playing a insane director of a play within a play. And so I end up dyeing my mohawk silver and dressing like Mr. Furley and just having a seizure on stage, just, you know, laying down and having a tantrum and yelling and shaking my fist at everybody and climbing through the audience. It was a black box event. It was just crazy. And I didn't know what to do with myself after that. I had to retire. Because once you've been crawling through the audience in a black box production with a silver mohawk and a plaid jacket, you can never top that. So I hope all of you have as much fun with your hair as I've had with mine. And I'm about 3 months out. I need another shave. That is all. Thank you.